Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you so much for tuning us in and turning us on. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to share with you guys today, and especially because Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is in the house. And, my gosh, whenever she and I get together, look out. There's like a vortex that sort of opens up. She's joining us here today. We're going to be talking about how to look forward to this holiday season in a way we've never done before. But let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Ronnie. Beyond her years of professional experience and training, she is somebody that took her own life experience and made a change in her life, 360-degree turn, and decided she was going to take what she learned from her own setback and create an upside for everyone out there that is suffering from some kind of illness. And as a result of that, Dr. Ronnie has been in the forefront of what she does, her retreat center up at Martha's Vineyard, and the people that are coming through there sick, 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 but leaving amazingly well. And Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is also the author of just an incredible best-selling book, which we're going to talk a bit about today as well. And that book is a platform for what her message is about. You know, it's not just about writing a book. It's not just about writing about a detox story. It's not just about, you know, how to shed pounds. And that's what a book, 21 pounds in 21 days, the Martha's Vineyard Diet Detox. The book is much more than that. You know, the book, her work, is about changing your life. It's about taking your power back. It's about standing up every day and feeling absolutely juicy. So are you ready to change your life? Are you ready to let go of all of those things that you wake up every day and complain about, the aches, the pains, the disease, the illness? And trust, from, I have to tell you, from Dr. Ronnie DeLuce in my mouth, we know what it's like to be so sick that the medical profession gives up on us. And that the only solution that is in front of us, perhaps, is a wheelchair or a walker and a whole bunch of steroids. Well, guess what? Today's show is different. Detoxing on a budget and how to survive the holidays. You know, how to thrive during the holidays with Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. Dr. Ronnie, thank you for joining me here today. Are we fired up for this show?
Hello, hello. You know, I have to tell you, over 8 million Americans have an eating disorder. But there's a solution, so don't get alarmed.
Well, let's talk
pounds,
about...
We gain 20 pounds every single holiday. Come on, we don't have to do that this holiday. We don't have to do that. I know it's easy. The first thing people want to do with my New Year's resolution is to lose weight, get healthy. You don't have to go in this year saying, let me take off the 20 pounds that I just put on in the last month. They start at Halloween and then they don't stop until after the new year. We don't have to do that this year. People ask me all the time, what toxins, what's in our foods? And I think about how much work I have to do to get middle America to get it or understand the kind of world that we're living in. I would like to educate people on what's really in our foods and how to avoid what's toxic in our food. I know it's a process. It's even a process in educating. It takes tremendous patience. And all of these popular foods that are going to be coming out this year for the holidays, I understand that we're ready to start writing down the recipes. And we're not even going to try to look at the ingredients that are going to go into some of these foods that we're going to eat this year. But I want to change that. I want to change that for people this year, Dr. Pat.
Well, you know what? It's a great thing to change from a number of different reasons. Let's talk about this. The energy and the vibration of what you just said, think about this. We're all ready to plan to do something that people believe is a sacrifice 3 months from now, January, when we set intentions, right? We're already planning to start down a court, right? because of everything we've done the year after year after year. What I love about your message, and especially about the message that's out there right now, is that this is a time to be proactively energized about your life. Friday is 11-11-11. Now, I don't know if that means much to a lot of people, but for me, it's my birth date, the 11th of December. And the number 11 has always meant a freshness, a newness. Why not look at this year like you're talking about, with a new set of eyes?
Absolutely. That's amazing that you said that, because that's exactly where you have to start. Let's look at it like a new set of eyes. And I have to tell you, one of the things that people always say to me, that it's too much money to be healthy. That's totally not true, because one of the things you have to remember about eating fast foods is that you're not eating for nutrition, you're eating for enjoyment. And I tell people, try not to be a slave to your tongue, because when you eat fast foods or junk foods or processed foods, it makes you want to eat more and more and more, and you're never satisfied. But if you eat fresh foods, foods that have a lot of nutrition in it, for some reason you're satisfied. And you know what? I've never heard anybody say to me, you know what? I've been eating all day long, cucumbers and blueberries, and I've been drinking all day. I can't stop eating. No, no one's ever said that, because when you put fresh foods in your body, good foods in your body, you don't eat all day long because you're satisfied. But if you start out with processed food, like my friend one day said, well, you know, I can't start my day unless I have a cup of coffee and I have to have these two donuts. I says, well, that's great. And I says, and what do you do 2 hours from now? I have another one. I says, what do you do for lunch? I have a big lunch. And then I have my Snickers bar. And I says, do you understand that you're always hungry because you start your day out by having a huge spike in sugar? And then that spike goes way down, then you have low blood sugar, and then you're hungry again. So you're creating hunger for yourself all day long. He didn't understand that. I spent a half hour with him to try to explain to him what he's doing to his body. He said he never knew that. He never knew why he was so hungry all day. So that's what people are doing to themselves, and they think that they're hungry, but they're not. They just have low blood sugar and malnutrition, really. People laugh at me when I say in this country that most of us are malnourished. They says, how can we be malnourished? We're so fat. I said, that's why we're so fat, because we're malnourished. People constantly want to eat because they're hungry. In the land of the plenty, people are hungry and starving because they're not giving their bodies what I call, and you know I love to say this, maximum nutrition and small dosages. That's how you feed your body healthy nutrition. Like, for an example, you wake up in the morning, you give yourself a nice berry drink. And, you know, drinks allow the body to process more nutrition than eating it. So if you have yourself a nice berry drink, that's 5 to 6 servings of all the great antioxidants that you can give your body. You're feeding your body at the cellular level. You're not hungry in an hour or two, but then around noontime, you give yourself another concentrated drink, like make some fresh juice, fresh vegetable juice, have a nice salad and a nice piece of you can make yourself a beautiful vegetable sandwich without feeling like you have to have all of this. People put a lot of mayonnaise and all kinds of sauces on their sandwiches. I had the other day, I had a nice healthy sandwich with sprouts, mustard, onions, tomatoes, and cucumbers. And I did not miss some of the things that people constantly talk about. I did not miss having beef or chicken. That sandwich was so filling that I did not get hungry in 2 hours. So I think what people need to understand is that you have to change your palate. And you can change your palate by having fresh, nourishing food that doesn't make you feel like you're deprived. Deprived, to me, is having a pastry with just sugar and flour. To me, that's being deprived, because I know in 2 hours later that I'm going to be hungry because I didn't feed myself any nutrition.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting conversation. You know, Dr. Ronnie, isn't an interesting conversation, because I know that, you know, this used to be my mindset, that it is cheaper to eat fast food or junk food, or you know, it costs more to eat healthy. That may have been true 10 years ago, but we have come a long way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you had to drive 15, 20 miles to get an organic apple, you don't have to do that now. So aren't we now introducing a new conversation that says, you know what? There's a new conversation about health. You need to have a new mindset about it.
Yes. Well, people think that, you know, first of all, I don't know if everyone knows this, but fast food sales are increasing. But not only that, do you realize that the amount of money that they're charging is increasing? You can't get a $1 or $2 hamburger anymore. And if you do, I would be questioning whether I would want to put that in my mouth. But, vegetables are cheaper, of course, than meat, and it's a lot of nutrition. I think that what you have to understand, too, is that fast food is high in a lot of things that we just don't want to eat. We just don't want to have increased sodium, increased sugar, increased trans fats. I mean, increased casein, increased food color, increased BPA. We just don't want to increase that in our body. So we have to really take a look at why so many people, practitioners and scientists, are talking about high fructose corn syrup, which they are claiming that is responsible for the obesity in our country. So we have to take a look at why fast foods is not the cheaper way to go. The other thing is that when you put these types of chemicals in your body, what happens is that it's not recognized as real food. So our body sort of kind of rejected in a sort of subtle kind of a way. And because it's not good nutrition, it allows the body to be hungry again. And so that's why in 2-3 hours you want to have another one. It's created that when you have a lot of fast foods is that you can't stop. If you ever notice someone that they just can't, we used to buy a small bag of, what do you call those, potato chips, and it has, and it has all those things in it now, cheese, twisters and everything. The bags are getting larger and larger and larger. It's nothing for me to go into Cumberland Farms and see them walk out with a big, huge bag, because that food is designed to make you want more and more and more. So it's not that we are sitting down having a small bowl or a small bag of processed food or junk food or fast food. We're eating large amounts of it, so it's not cheaper anymore. And I think that if people actually look at what they're doing, and when you go to a fast food restaurant, like especially in the South now, when you go to, I forgot what you call them, but you can, buffet, that's what you call them.
Oh, my gosh.
Buffet now, you see the people lined up. You should see the plate. I think that's a sin to even allow someone to just eat like that. But, you know, you see the buffets and you wonder, wow, what are they really that hungry? So, and unfortunately, the answer is yes, because people are malnourished. Mm. We're living in the land of the plenty, but we're not getting the nutrition that our cellular level is looking for. You've got to feed your body at the cellular level.
Well, then compound that with not knowing what the heck is in the food. I want to talk about that when we come back from break, you know, because there is a level of toxicity that we absorb every day. Dr. Ronnie, you are the master of this conversation about detox. We're going to talk with Dr. Ronnie DeLuce about what detoxing is and to take the stigma off of the word. Because so many people hear the word detox and they think, oh, here we go. I'm not going to be able to eat for 40 days. I'm going to have to drink the Kool-Aid. And we're not talking about that. Dr. Ronnie is going to help us look at how do we combine foods properly. And she's going to give a super duper amazing holiday smoothie for all of us. This holiday doesn't have to be a holiday of sacrifice. You could eat some of the most delicious food, feel great, and do your body a service. Because I'll tell you what, when you're looking at 2012 and you're thinking about taking the weight off and you're looking at your life, wouldn't you like to start in January or even now knowing that you're in the best shape you've ever been? Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll give you Dr. Ronnie's address, website, information about her book. And we're going to give you absolutely incredible recipes. So make sure you've got something to write with. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is joining me here today. And, you know, she is someone that is on the pulse of what people out there are longing for. That's why we have a brand new program that she's created for the many of you out there that have this idea that getting healthy has to cost a lot of money. And we're going to tell you about that program. We're also going to share some very important details for all of us to remember as we go into the holiday season. But we're going to get a couple of recipes here and much more, because one of the things I know Dr. Ronnie also likes to do is have a little fun in the process. Dr. Ronnie, thanks for joining us here today.
So I love experimenting. I wouldn't consider myself a chef or a cook or anything like that. I keep it really simple and quick. Because you know my life is all about convenience. I have to do everything that's convenient for me. And I love to teach my clients how to live a healthy life, but not to take the whole day doing a recipe. And most of the time I tell them that foods, it's really good for you in its raw state. Cooking sometimes cook all the nutrients out of it, so you have to be careful unless you're going to do pot liquor. You know what I think about pot liquor. And pot liquor, what I consider is you make a big pot of soup. You put all your favorite vegetables in one big pot, all your favorite spices, and you boil it for like 15 to 20 minutes. Now, keep in mind that the water that you use should be clean water, so you have to use bottled water because you're going to drink that liquid all day long. I can make some really good pot liquor or broth, if you want me to say broth. I'd love to say pot liquor. But the nutrition is in that pot, and I'll take like a big cauliflower, collard greens, sweet potatoes, carrots, and anything else, spinach, anything else that you just throw in all your vegetables. And then you want to add a little cayenne, lots of garlic, add some onions, and I love curry, and I love cumin. And you want to put any other spice in Bragg's, because people like to have a little salty flavor. Bragg's amino acids has a nice, healthy, salty flavor. Don't put too much, but you put a little bit of that in it. And you boil this soup for about 20 minutes. And you take a little bit of the fiber of the vegetables, and you pick it up, and you put it in a blender, just maybe a cupful. You blend the vegetables, and you throw it back in the pot. And you boil this for about another 5 or 10 minutes, and you keep tasting the broth until it's strong enough. If it's not strong enough, you take more vegetables out of the pot, blend a little bit more, and throw it back into the liquid. And you drink this pot liquor all day, and you have some of your favorite vegetables. During the day, you could just pick them up and just snack on that. And I know people love, love, love sweet stuff, so I have a great smoothie, which I think is one of my favorites, and then I'm going to give you a great hot tea that I love during the holidays. But my favorite smoothie is I take a cup of blueberries, I take a cup of strawberries, and this is for a couple of people. And then I take low-fat Greek yogurt, and I take like a half a banana, and I put some coconut oil in it, and then I put like a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of my favorite protein powder, and that gives it its smoothie feeling. And then I blend it for like a minute or two. You could put a couple of ice cubes in it if you want. And that is a great, great smoothie. And it keeps you full for at least a couple of hours or more. For me, I can go all day on it. And I want to give you another really hot, great holiday smoothie. And you can even make ice cream out of this. You take a baked sweet potato. And you take some coconut oil, about a tablespoon of that. You take some vanilla extract, maybe a teaspoon of that, and you pick a teaspoon of stevia, and your, again, your favorite protein powder, and I can't tell you how much, you have to go by what's on the can, so your favorite vanilla protein powder, and then you blend it. And now stevia is a natural sugar, so you have to be careful that you don't put too much in it, because the sweet potato is already sweet. You blend it until it has a smooth consistency. The water that you use, I use almond milk or water, or you could use rice cream. Now, when you blend it, you have to blend it until it's really, really smooth, and then you freeze it. You put it in your favorite freezing dish, and there's a great ice cream. It's delicious. I think that people love nutmeg, cinnamon, and vanilla during the holidays.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I got to tell you, you had me at blueberries, Dr. Ronnie.
But this tea is delicious. So you get your favorite tea bag. A lot of people like to use chamomile. Use any tea bag that doesn't have caffeine in it, and you brew it in the cup, and you put that into a pot after you brew it for like 5 minutes. You put some cloves, maybe 1 or 2 cloves. You put a cinnamon stick. You put a little bit of nutmeg, and you put some vanilla extract and some stevia, and you let it seep for about 2 or 3 minutes, and you've got the best tasting tea, and you can drink that during the holidays, and it's good. But be careful with the cinnamon. Cinnamon sticks are strong, and cloves are strong, so you have to test these things. I mean, you put too much cinnamon in it, next time don't put too much cinnamon in it. And I tell you, one person told me a couple of years ago that she add just a little bit of orange essential oil, organic essential orange, a few drops of orange into that tea water. And not only does it smell good, but it gives it a different flavor. And that, those are your recipes for the holiday. And then I tell people about, be very careful with food combining. And food combining is really important, because you always want to make sure that you are digesting your food at an optimal level. Enzymes are the reason why we digest our food. So if you end up eating three or four different food groups at one time, which is most of us do that on Thanksgiving Day, sometimes
right.
just ahead of time. There is nothing wrong with having two food groups on your plate at Thanksgiving, and then an hour or two later, you can have your mother's sweet potato pie, or you can have your mother's favorite macaroni and cheese, but you don't have to have all of it at the same time. And I think it's important that you have your vegetables with your protein. That's a great food combining concept. And you can have your, or you can have carbs with your vegetables. And I'll give you an example. Like if you're, you can have a, I don't know, a favorite thing is turkey. So you can have turkey with your vegetables, whatever vegetables you're having, and that's it. And then a couple hours later, maybe you can have some carbs. Maybe you like macaroni, I don't know, potato salad. And you can have that with a vegetable. That's a great food combining concept. And always remember, fruit alone or leave it alone. And I know people would love to have, like, some fruit, sit down and have that turkey with the vegetables and the fruit on the plate. But I think it's important that you understand that fruit should be eaten alone because of the particular enzyme that helps to digest the fruit cannot optimally digest protein when you eat fruit. So you always have to keep your fruit separate. And then at night, you know, if you're hungry, if you want to have your mother's favorite sweet potato pie, there's nothing wrong with having some fruit at night all by itself. And if you do that, we call that clean living, because clean living means that the body was able to optimally digest that food. Therefore, there's not much residual left over, because you know what happens the next morning. People say, oh, so full.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get out of bed. Forget work. I just stayed in bed all morning. And then what they do is, because they're not optimally utilizing that food that's in their digestive system, they have gas, they have bloating, they have headaches. And so the way they fix it during the holidays is they have more. So,
exactly. Well, I want to ask you, Dr. Rani, a question about eating and drinking at the same time. You know, almost every pop culture commercial you see around food has a beverage. And you see people taking a bite of something and then taking a slug of something, usually a pop or something. You know, what's the guidelines around eating and drinking at the same time?
Well, we're talking about enzymes right now, so let's
yeah.
talk about enzymes.
Yes.
Enzymes is there to help you digest your food. But if you dilute the enzymes, then you are still putting yourself in jeopardy for having digestive problems. And that's why you should never drink and eat at the same time, because we are already suffering in this country with some borderline digestive issues. I mean, 90% of everyone that I see at the retreat have digestive issues. So it's better to just eat your food and then drink later. And of course, if you have to have, you know, medication around food, having a sip of water is not what I'm talking about.
Right,
really
right, right.
About
is sitting right.
And having a glass of soda or juice at the same time you're trying to eat your meal. You're just, all you're doing is you're allowing the body to have to struggle for no reason. And something going to be left over. For an example, if you sat and you ate protein, a piece of chicken, and you just end up having some vegetables, and maybe you just love to have that banana pudding, which is fruit, and then you have a glass of, what do they have for dinner, mostly juice or milk, I'm not sure. But anyway, so what happens is you've got all the food groups, plus you have liquid. Well, the body has a priority, the way it likes to digest food. And, of course, protein is a priority, and it's also the hardest thing to digest. But because I said it's a priority, the body is going to work on that first. But we don't have enough energy or enough enzymes to go through all of the food groups. So by the end of the meal, your body is not going to be able to process or digest all of the food groups. And it's going to probably leave the banana or the fruit in your body to what? To ferment. Now, what's happening while that fruit is in your body fermenting, you have to ask yourself, why is it that you have headaches and bloat and gas after you eat? Something is not being processed or digested. And you always have to remember to ask yourself a question. an hour after you eat, how do you feel? And if people start doing that, then they'll start understanding their relationship with food.
All right, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the relationship between obesity and detox. And Dr. Ronnie is going to announce her fantastic Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat budget detox program. And, you know, all this means is that Dr. Ronnie has created something for everybody. How does the toxicity, what is in the air, what we eat, how does that affect our ability to maintain a fabulous metabolism, and more importantly, shed the pounds that we try so hard to get rid of? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and my very special guest, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Ronnie DeLuz joining us here today. We're going to give you some information. Hey, Dr. Ronnie, I got an instant feedback message that came in with a question, and we will get to that as well. But before we do, let's talk about this new retreat that you've put together and how people, this brand new program, and how people can find out more about it. I mean, this is exciting.
Well, Pat, Dr. Pat, I'm a great listener, and I've always been that way all my life. You know the reason why I became a nurse and I became a naturopath was because my father told me to. And then I realized that who knew me better? My father knew me better, so I'm a great listener. And my clients have been saying to me, why don't you, this is quite expensive for the average middle America to fly into Martha's Vineyard and to go to the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. And I kept saying, you know, with all the things that we do and changing someone's life is pretty complex. It's not a visit to the doctors anymore. It's a life-changing event. And in order to change someone's life, doesn't take an hour or even a day. It takes sometimes 21 days to do it. And you leave and you're a brand new person, but you leave with new concepts, with a new body, and the list is huge. I mean, you're just not the same when you leave in 21 days. And it can be quite expensive. But right now, we have three different levels of programs. And one is that we still have that wellness program for the retreat that changes your life, which is 21 days. And now we have the celebrity detox where I get to travel. I get to go around the country and do 5 days or 7 days at a renowned spa or destination retreat or a hotel somewhere. And then we just recently started the budget detox at the retreat where you can come in and get the education that you need, but it's not necessarily a full program where we're going to be dealing with the deep health issues, but we're going to be dealing with how to detox. And what we really want to teach you is how to cleanse and detox your body so that you can go back home now and you can do it. And that's a 5 to 7 day program. You know, everyone can benefit from a detox 3 to 4 times a year. And I realize now that people can come into our environment and learn that and go home and be empowered with understanding nutrition better and understanding how to detox their body. And people have this concept out there that they have to be overweight to detox. That's not true, although my book became a New York Times bestseller with the 21 pounds and 21 days name, but it's really not about that. It's really about health. You could be overweight and detox. You could be underweight and detox. You can be a smoker and detox. You could have allergies. You could have cellulitis. You could have joint pains. And I'm just throwing things out. You could have cancer. I mean, all a detox is, really, is elimination of toxins and poisons in the tissues of the body. And to be able to understand how to cleanse your body through vegetable juices and alkaline foods and healthy foods and green juices and allowing the body to remove the acid from the body. And we know we're acid people. People didn't realize that so many things create acid in the body, not only foods, but stress can. And people now understand that. And there's doctors all over the country now starting to understand the way the body works when it comes to detoxing. And I think that they're now helping their patients and their clients to go on a healthier lifestyle by giving them healthy food lists. They're leaving the doctor's office with a healthier food list now. And I saw that last month, and I was so happy that I'm starting to see that. So there's a lot of different ways to detox as well, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You don't have to aggressively go on a 21-day cleanse with alkaline juices, green juices, and vegetable juices. Detoxing also means taking your regular processed lifestyle diet and cleaning it up a little bit by going to the next level. And when I say going to the next level, which means a healthier food program, that's a sort of a detox. And then you can get to the next level by adding in your juices and your green juices and your vegetable juices, because some people are so toxic and they've eaten so much toxins in their life and every single day, to go from that to a program like ours can be a little aggressive. So there's different ways to do that. And when you come to our budget program, that's what we teach you. We teach you how to detox your body and to go back home and to continue. And it's not expensive at all, because what we do is we work with the person by asking them within their budget, what is it that they can afford? And we bring you to the retreat based on the agreement that you made with our reservationalist.
I love it. I love this. I love this. This is a great approach, Dr. Ronnie.
And I think that people are a lot happier. And, you know, people do want to get healthy. And it's alarming that in our country that over 65% of the population is overweight. That's almost everyone. And every time I say that, I go, wow, man, what are we doing? I mean, we wait until our situation get really bad before we start changing it. And it's really out of control now. And so we have a lot of people jumping on board with trying to get healthy, and I think that's just great. I have to believe that it's just great. I mean, at least we're doing it. We're a minute too late, but we're doing it.
Well, you know, part of the conversation is bringing, shining a light, which is called the level of awareness. You know, I've done a number of interviews this week on topics where people just don't know. And what I mean by that is they don't know. They don't know what's happening. Once, you know, we're very sophisticated and knowledgeable people here. Once we find something out and we find out that we could make a simple change in our lives and have that change become a platform for even greater change, you know, we are a people that responds very well to that. I just think it's almost as if one day we were fit and the next day we are not. It's almost as if, you know, this happened like a slow boil, which I think it did. But part of this is exactly what you said. It's really understanding the effects of the toxicity in our body. And you know, honestly, this is my own personal experience. You know, having my own healing journey, Dr. Ronnie, being on just about every steroid that you can imagine, not only was I not able to maintain my weight, but the effects of that, plus metal toxicity, I was 100 pounds heavier than I am now. And so, you know, part of this is helping and educating people. Let's give them your website so they can find out more about the budget detox.
Okay, go to MV for Martha's Vineyard, holisticretreat.com, mvholisticretreat.com, and go to Detox on the Budget and take a look at all the programs and also take a look at our store. I have a new radio email, which is ronnieonradio@mvholisticretreat.com. And I want you to send me in at drronnie@mvholisticretreat.com. That's a different email. Your favorite recipe, and I'll send you my favorite recipe.
Sweet.
You have a great story, a great detox story. We'll even send you a book, so that you can give it to someone that you care about this Christmas.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to give you some specific levels of toxicity that you may not know about. You know, you might not know about some things that may be in your food, maybe in the air you breathe. So when we're talking about detox, you know, we're not talking about, you know, the people that are working in the coal mines or people that are working at hazardous plants. Believe it or not, every day we are bombarded by many, many things, and they're not what you think. When we come back, we'll give you a rundown of what those are and why they do affect the obesity rate, your metabolism, and how to shed those pounds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is my very special guest. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back. I should say Dr. Ronnie DeLuce joining us here today. Got a couple of great questions in about toxicity. Before we go ahead and talk about, toxicity, how did we get toxic? How does it happen? And so forth and so on. Dr. Ronnie, one more time, give out the website for people to find out about this phenomenal new program you have.
Go to mvholisticretreat.com, and MV stands for Martha's Vineyard, mvholisticretreat.com. And my new email is ronnieonradio@mvholisticretreat.com. And if you go to my Facebook, you get a lot of information, and that's the 21 Pounds in 21 Days Facebook and / fans. So there's a lot of ways you can find me, but if you send me your greatest recipe to Dr. Ronnie at mvholisticretreat.com, I will send you my recipe. And if you send me a great story about your detox, I'll send you a book.
All right, let's take a look at toxicity. During the break, I was saying to you, for those of you out there, you know that I've done a show on radiation and radiation levels in this country. And for those of you out there that want to check more about that, you can go to radiationnetwork.com. And what you're going to see is a map. Now, Dr. Ronnie, we're going to talk about a lot of different things here in a minute, but here's what I want to say. You know, the scare level is at 126. So the alert level is at 100. Right up there by you, Dr. Ronnie, just FYI, in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, the rate of radiation is at 56. So I don't know about you, but being halfway to the alert mark, or actually more than halfway to the alert mark, would certainly make me think a little.
Now, radiation is one end of the spectrum, but there are many, many other ways. Let's talk about how, Dr. Ronnie, we get toxic and what we can do to get rid of it.
Dr. Pat, you know, talking about radiation, and that's certainly not on everyone's radar. But when you bring it to light and you say that's another thing added,
yes,
six different ways to get toxic are air, water, food, and the one thing that people don't understand is what we put on our skin, because our skin is the largest organ. And we think that if we go out and we buy this fancy skin cream that have all great smell and it looks good, that it's not entering into our bloodstream. It is. So what's in our air and the radiation, all of these things enter into our bloodstream. That's how we become toxic. It's not just food. And I don't want people to think that it's just food. We always talk about too much salt, too much sugar, too much fat. But what we don't talk about is the chemicals that enter into our body that creates the toxicity. That's what we're really trying to detox. But we got to be careful in how we say it, because it can alarm people. And when I wrote the book and I had a conversation with another doctor and she said people were not ready to detox, that was many years ago. My book came out right at the time when I knew people were ready, because people do realize that we're toxic, because they're even talking about it on CNN every now and then. Just recently, we couldn't even enter into the water at the beach because it was toxic. If you entered into the water at the beach, you were going to get cellulitis. So, yeah, it's important for people to realize that it's just not in our food. And I know I talk about what's in our food a lot. And we can help ourselves by limiting the toxic load. I like to call it the toxic load. Yes, we are all toxic. There is some research now saying that even women are giving children to newborn babies that have toxicity levels like never before. And it's kind of alarming to say that, but that just goes to show you where we're at as adults.
Exactly.
And we have to think about always limiting the toxic load. And I can name some things that we do every day and we don't even realize we're doing it. You know, one of the things that I tell people, you know, why does that food have that particular color? Food color. I ask people, well, have you ever really thought about the list on the back of that can that you're getting ready to open up, or that bag? And when you open up those sauces to make the gravies and the creams and whatever you're putting in your food, did you take a look at the back of that bag or that package that you're getting ready to put in that water and you're getting ready to feed it to your kids? Have you ever looked it up even? So the list is huge. Over 3,000 chemicals are dumped into our food supply every single year. It is up to us to realize that it's not real food and that we should not be putting it into our bodies. And I have a document, and I'm going to do an article. I did an article a couple of years ago, and I'm going to do another article about the particular foods that we have to avoid for our children.
Oh, man, I can't wait till you do that. I can't wait till you do that, Dr. Ronnie, because, you know, that, remember we said earlier that what you do so brilliantly is you shine the light. And when we find out this information, our mouths drop open.
And it should, because we have to take a look at our brains today, because we have a really strong brain. Our brains are getting stronger. It's been said that many times, how the human race brains are getting stronger, but our body's getting weaker. And that's because we're doing it to our bodies. So we have to educate ourselves just like we do in technology, because it's so fast. Technology just blows my mind. You know, every time I turn around, there's a new technology, a new iPhone, a new this. So we're really growing fast in that area, but we're losing the battle on our health. So we can have a great body, but what good will it be if we're in a wheelchair or in a nursing home?
Oh, not good at all, because I know I was looking at that myself.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, when you're looking at not being able to walk or get out of your bed, or there's a sense of urgency that happens, right? And you and I have gone down that path. That's why mm-hmm. we've become spokespeople, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And one of the things I don't want the American families to do, because during the holidays, and I know that we try to give our kids what they want, but you got to be careful, because there's been an alarming rate of children getting sick over the holidays because they're allowed to eat anything and everything, and they eat too much. They show up in the emergency rooms.
Right.
So be careful of the toxins and certain packaged foods. And please don't allow them to drink sodas, and especially diet sodas. And you got to be really careful of that.
Yeah.
Because the phosphorus acid does not do very well with the chemical aspartamine. So you can't mix certain toxins, but during the holidays, that's happening all the time. So you have to be careful. And fried foods, you have to be careful of not putting in certain fried oil and doing it over and over and over again and giving it to the children, because
that's a whole nother show we'll do. That's a whole school. Yeah. That's an old school conversation we're going to get to based on my Southern roots.
Yes.
Dr. Ronnie DeLuz. You know. Yeah. So if you're sitting there and you got that big old can of bacon fat, lard, pig fat, anything that's been sitting on your counter for about 3 weeks, like my mom used to do.
Oh my God. Yeah, I wonder how
I'm going to shock Dr. Ronnie. You may want to rethink that. Dr. Ronnie, thank you for joining us here today.
Yes.
Oh, man. We'll have to do a show on how to fry food properly. All right,
well,
Dr. Ronnie
DeLuz. We do.
All right, everybody. This is the first of several shows we'll be doing about the holidays. Have a great one. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, or if you've missed any part of this, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.